Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So we got flight shutdowns. We got that going for us. And we also have reaction to the election. And we have some really good optimism coming out for Thanksgiving dinner, according to the president, with Walmart. Welcome back. 855-839-1210 is the number if you would like to weigh in today and everything we are discussing. And we're talking about a lot of different things. Still talking about the election and, you know, your thoughts on that. Obviously, we, you know, it's been a week. I will not be here tomorrow. Mike Opelka is going to be here because I have, well, the kids are off from school. So I just figured it's Friday and it's been a long week and I'm frankly exhausted and mentally just spent after this election. So when I found out the kids were off from school today and tomorrow, and I said, well, you know what, I'm going to take a day. And then I found out that basically, well, I may have to go to New York tomorrow. So not like a total day off. I mean, you never really stop working, but Mike will be in tomorrow. So anyway, in this next hour, before we get out of here, I'll just tell you that the reaction to Mamdani is exactly as you would expect. You've got Democrats very worried, and you've got Democrats who are now figuring out that he probably is not going to be able to do the things that he said he would do. I want to start with Ted Cruz, though, who believes that the elections yesterday were a disaster for Republicans. I don't know if I agree. Look, I was 2 for 3 out of this. I mean, I knew Virginia was going to go the way of the Democrats. I knew Mamdani was going to win in New York. As far as New Jersey goes, I thought it was going to be close. And I thought Jack had a really good chance of winning. I had no idea that the numbers were going to be what the numbers are. The fact that 400,000 more Democrats voted in this past election, or Mikey Sherrill got 400,000 more votes, I should say, than Murphy did in 2021. It really doesn't surprise me that much. I'm not surprised by that, considering how the demographics have changed and considering that 2021 was a lower turnout year. And this time around, there was a lot of attention on this race, a lot more attention on this race than ever before. I mean, in some ways, maybe all the attention Jack got from Fox News was a curse more than it was a blessing, because in 21, it was a sleeper race. And I think a lot of Democrats stayed home because they assumed Murphy had it in the bag. Certainly a lot of Republicans stayed home because they thought Murphy had it in the bag. When you think an election is in the bag and it's COVID and everything else, well, you know, so it makes sense in my mind that there would be a much higher turnout this time around than 4 years ago. The demographics have changed in the sense that more people have moved from COVID, brought a lot of people to North Jersey from the city, New York City. And it also Murphy's second term and COVID drove a lot of people like my buddy Jim, who called earlier in the show, the hell out of New Jersey to Florida. I have a great friend who really is like a family member, but we make wine together. We've been making wine together for years. He and his wife left. You know, they're Florida residents. He comes up every now and then to help make wine. And then he goes back to Florida. We all know people like that, but these are our people. And I think a lot of people who moved to New Jersey, I'm speaking about North Jersey. I'm not really talking about, like I said, it's two different states. I think they came from places like New York City and they bought their first house in Montclair and they rent in Weehawken and Fort Lee and these towns along the river, and they vote Democrat. Also, in the 4 years since the last election, you have a lot more people who are young people who graduated college, moved to New Jersey. They live in Hoboken. They live in Jersey City. They live in these places. They've also added a lot of housing since 2021. I think that can't be lost on people. I know it's very easy to just assume mass rampant cheating. And believe me, I've been involved in Jersey politics since I was a child. So I know that there's always cheating in New Jersey. I think there's a lot of other factors too, though, that you have to understand. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just simply saying that if you look at 2021 versus 2025, in terms of just how many more apartment buildings and affordable housing units they have built in North Jersey in that time span, you can understand how there could be so many more people. And then you got a close election where everybody says it's going to be 1 point. And then you've got this. So people turn out to vote because they think it's going to be very, very close. And, you know, if you're a Democrat, you're worried about Jack Chiarelli winning. And if you're a Republican, you've been told Jack has a chance to win. So the turnout's going to be higher than it was in 2021. That is completely understandable from that perspective. And the other thing, too, which I don't think you can discount, is the fact that for Mikey Sherrill, who nobody liked and nobody cared about and nobody knew down here up in North Jersey, it was still a Democrat on the ballot, a woman, a liberal who was a member of Congress up there, who they knew her up there. We didn't know her down here. And then the other issues that came up, lying about Jack Chiarelli and saying he was going to raise the sales tax by 10%. The Gateway Tunnel Project, which, again, is not something we talked about down here. It doesn't affect us and we didn't cover it. And to be honest with you, when the president announced he was terminating that project, and I texted my political buddies down here and I said, this is a mistake. He should wait. This shouldn't do this now. Wait till after the election. And some of my political buddies down here were like, it's no big deal. But a friend of mine who was the Bergen County Republican chairman for years till he moved down here, he was also very worried about this. He said, yeah, this is a mistake. There's a lot of people up there that take the train. They're not going to be happy about this. And so when Mikey Sherrill made that an issue and started going to train stations and campaigning on this, I think it was another big issue that absolutely hurt. But the biggest thing was the fact of how close this election everybody thought it was going to be to drive up that turnout. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not dead people voting and people voting twice and all the other things, but there are a lot of reasons to explain how the population of North Jersey has A, increased, and B, gone more Democrat, and how even though Republicans have done better with voter registration, when you're dealing with 850,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, and they're worried that this is going to be a close election, what I underestimated, and I think we all underestimated, was just to the extent to which these voters would turn out. Because I was thinking that they were going to be low energy and not really excited about her and everything else. But I did say if she does win, it'll be a vote against Trump a lot more than it's a vote for Mikey Sherrill. And I think that that is the case with Democrats, with Democrat voters or unaffiliated voters who are Democrats who just haven't registered yet. I absolutely think that was the case. And then we get back to the problem again of if it's not Trump on the ballot, a lot of Republicans don't vote. And we saw that in this election, too, where Trump got 70% of the Jack got 70% of Trump's vote in 2024. Mikey Sherrill got 90% of Kamala Harris's vote in 2024. So when you look at all the numbers and you break it down and you kind of look at it in that manner and you go, okay, there are a lot of reasons to explain this beyond just the simple jumping up and screaming, well, they stole it. Now, they may have. Nothing would surprise me with Democrats in New Jersey. But I also, in looking at the numbers and the demographics and the changes up there, I'm particularly worried about the future because it's gone so much more blue than I ever could imagine, even in places like Morris County, New Jersey. I mean, where that was once a Republican stronghold. But Mikey Sherrill's district was once a Republican stronghold. And Tom Kaine Jr., who is a Republican congressman, he is in big trouble because his district went for Mikey Sherrill in this election. There's only three Republican members of Congress in New Jersey: Jeff Andrew, Chris Smith, and Tom Kaine Jr. And we may lose. Jeff's fine. Chris Smith is fine. Those are safe districts. But Tom Kaine Jr., I'm not so sure. That's going to be one where the Democrats are going to target the hell out of that, spend a ton of cash, and go after that district. And we may wind up losing that seat. And I'm very, very nervous about it as I'm looking at this. This guy who is running up there, this Tom Malinowski guy, who's the guy that Kaine beat. I think that it was very close last time, and it's going to be going into midterms, it's going to be really tough to retain that seat. So basically, Republicans are going to have to put in an all-out effort to save his congressional seat. And I think you're going to find that, too, with some New York seats, too, next year. I think Lawler is going to be a fight. I think if Stefanik runs for governor and gives up her seat, that's going to be a fight. So there's a couple of potential areas that make me nervous looking at the electoral map. But the reason why I don't just jump on the bandwagon of, oh, they stole it, is for two reasons. Number one, I need evidence. To me, it's important to have. But B, assuming they didn't, we have to recognize the challenge that the changing demographics and Democrat turnout mean. And learn from that. I mean, if you just go, well, they just stole it, then there's no reason to take time to learn, understand, figure out how you can pivot, because you just go, well, they just stole it. But if you don't just do that automatically and say, well, what if there's these other variables? Like, for example, what if the state of New Jersey and Murphy forcing the construction of all of this affordable housing, which they've done, this high density affordable housing has now created all of these new Democrat voters, people that before were not. They didn't live here, and now suddenly they've moved here and they bought one of these affordable housing units. I don't think you can discount that, and I think it's a real problem. It's a real problem, and it's why the Democrats keep pushing this stuff on all these towns across the state. Why they want them in every? They say, "Well, we got to follow the Mount Laurel Supreme Court decision, and we got to put all this high density housing in." BS. No, you don't. But they do it, and those become Democrat voters. So. And in North Jersey, where you've had these blue counties, Hudson, Bergen, Essex, they've been Passaic, Union, they've been building the hell out of these things. They've been constructing these high density units for years, 4 years of this, and an influx of new people, and a Democrat party that thought that they were going to lose. And issues that were playing out in North Jersey that we here in South Jersey were not aware of because it's, like I said, two different states, two different media markets. We were not getting the same media coverage that they were up there. And quite frankly, I probably should have done a better job of paying attention to what ABC 7 and CBS 2 and NBC 4 and their local news programs were doing. But I could see in looking at Jack's schedule in the last 2 weeks of the election how much time he was spending in North Jersey, and that was clearly where the battle was going to be. And it was, obviously. So he outperformed himself from 2021. Mikey Sherrill outperformed Murphy in 2021. There were a lot more votes cast in this election than there were in 2021. There was no COVID. I think Democrats in 21 looked at the polls just like we did and said, bah, Murphy's got it, and didn't bother. And then Republicans looked at the polls in 2021 and thought Murphy's got it and didn't bother. Whereas this time around, you've got rallies and you've got Jack doing Fox News and Sean Hannity town halls and the polls saying it's a 1-point race. We're reacting to that, getting excited and mobilizing our troops. They were doing the same thing, only they weren't excited. They were terrified. They start pouring money into this race. They start pouring, I mean, millions and millions of dollars flowing in. And then they get all these people out there and they start harvesting ballots and they do that and they do it very, very well. And they do it better than we do. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me, to be honest with you. 400,000 is not that many more votes. I know it sounds like a lot, but in a state of 9 million people, it's not. It really isn't. You know, I'm sorry to be the Debbie Downer who's like, oh, my, you know, because I know it'd be easy in talk radio to just be like, yeah, cheating. And that's probably what I'm supposed to do in the talk radio handbook. But I threw that handbook out a long time ago. So, you know, in the absence of somebody showing me, like, you know, I mean, like, for example, I love Ciro. Ciro's great. He's an old school Zioli Army member. And earlier today, he sent me a tweet and he was asking about this. And he was saying, like, you know, is it possible that in Passaic County they cheated? And I said, well, look at the numbers in 21 versus 2024 in Passaic County, New Jersey. Look at those numbers. And, you know, can you find evidence that there's such a mass influx of people there? Like he said, you know, all good points you make, but are we to believe 400,000 voters made a move to vote against Jack when there was such enthusiasm and barely any on her side? Do you think Passaic County and Patterson cheated their asses off when they warned us they were going to? Did that factor? Well, we said there was barely any enthusiasm on her side. There was no enthusiasm for Mikey Sherrill, but there was enthusiasm to vote against Donald Trump. No question in my mind about that. None whatsoever. They wanted to come out and send a gigantic message to Trump. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt in my mind. So it wasn't a vote for her. It was a vote against Trump. And she knew that. That's why her entire campaign was about Donald Trump. It wasn't about Jack Chitarelli. Very rarely talked about the guy. And she very rarely talked about her ideas and her issues other than to come out and say, I'll freeze your electricity rates, which she can't do. But hey, you know, dumb people believe that. They fall for that stuff. And then you turn around and you go, Trump's on the ballot and we gotta make sure that we send a message and we got to stop this MAGA guy who's aligned with Trump. So I'm not so sure it was such a disaster for Republicans. I don't think it really was. I think it's a little bit dramatic of Ted Cruz. But nevertheless, this is what he said. This is cut number 11. Take a listen. Sorry, cut 11, Sean. Or Matt, one of you guys.
In New Jersey were disastrous. The results in Virginia were terrible. The results in New York, Comrade Mondami is the face of the Democrat Party. We have an actual communist jihadist. And it's important to note, Mondami is not a socialist. He is a full-on communist. He has called for seizing the means of production in our economy. He is a Marxist. That is profoundly dangerous. And look, I know there's some Republicans who are saying, well, gosh, this will be good politically because it'll be the face of the Democrat Party. I think it's terrible for America. I think, you know, New York is the largest city in America. It is the financial capital of the world. It is the media capital of the world. And New York, we're going to see New Yorkers die. This is a lunatic who wants to abolish the police. This is a jihadist who cheers on the radicals and the terrorists who chants globalize the intifada. This is someone who, in the days before the election, is campaigning with an unindicted co-conspirator of the World Trade Center bombing, and this is about to be the mayor of New York.
Guy was
by the way, Virginia.
Witness.
But we knew he was going to win, though. That's the thing. We knew he was going to win. So I'm just saying, like, you knew he was going to win. It's not really that big of a surprise. If you look at the numbers in Passaic County, New Jersey, for example, in 2021 for governor, Murphy got 57,812 votes. Jack got 53,551. In 2024, same county, Kamala Harris got 95,156. President Trump got 100,954. Same county. Almost doubled the number. Now, they didn't, there wasn't any, I mean, Trump won that county. But my point is that you can see just from the math, just doing the math on that, it went from the Democrat, how close it was. 57,812 Murphy, 53,551 Jack. That's 2021. 2024, when everybody realizes, you know, this is a presidential election, it makes sense, it's not a low turnout election, it's presidential, those numbers double. Those numbers double. So the voters were always there. It was just a matter of them coming out. And in 2021, you could see how low those numbers were. Just again, same county, Passaic County. You could see the difference because in 21, they didn't think that Murphy was going to lose, and Republicans didn't think he was going to win. Now you look at the 2025 results out of Passaic County, New Jersey, and the general election, and you look at this and you go, okay, how did it go for Republicans and Democrats in Passaic County, New Jersey? And you look at the numbers and they're not that far off from 2024. So I guess the point that I'm making is that it's easy to turn around and say, yeah, oh man, you know, all these Democrats came out, but Mikey Sherrill got 82,152 votes in Passaic County. Jack got 60,649. So he actually, in that same county, in an off-year election, same county. So if anyone, this is the county that we were all talking about where the antics were going to be and they were going to be doing all these things and everything else. And that's in that same county. And again, I know this kind of violates the talk radio handbook where I'm supposed to kind of feed these things, but I'd rather deal in facts and then try to learn from it and figure it out and see what we can do. Because the point I'm making is that there's logical explanations for this. And if we learn from them, we can maybe stop it from getting worse. Because I'll tell you right now, the affordable housing thing is going to turn every red town blue, every red county blue. And that is the goal. And do not think for a second that's not the goal. Do not think for a second that that is not the goal here. Kamala Harris got 95,156 votes in Passaic County in 2024. Mikey Sherrill got 82,152. So she underperformed in Passaic County, the county that we were worried about, the county that was the one that we were all talking about with the city of Patterson and everything else. Donald Trump got 100,954 votes in Passaic County in 2024. Jack got 82,152. So roughly 18,000 Trump voters did not turn out in Passaic County to vote for him. And Mikey Sherrill underperformed compared to Kamala Harris in the presidential election in that county, where if you were going to steal it and cheat it, it would be that county because that's the one where they had the issues where they were not going to have cameras on the ballots. But they sent election monitors in there. The state Republican Party sued, and there you go. So I think the bigger explanation is that when you look at the counties that we expected to do better in, Morris County and some of those other counties, the danger is that they built all this affordable housing, new people have moved in, they're voting Democrat, and Republican districts and Republican towns and Republican counties are now going blue. And that's a very, very scary proposition. That's a scary proposition. And you know, sometimes it's better not to talk about it because it's so scary and I don't really know the answer to it. So it's easier to just do the default position of saying, well, they must have cheated. But no, I think really the reality is that the Democrats have done a wonderful job of building high density, low income housing in rural, in suburban communities, and that's always been their plan, and they have been systemically and systematically taking over these areas. in North Jersey. And it's coming to a town near you. It is coming to a town near you. It's happening in my town. It's happening in every town. And their master plan is working. It's a master plan to make a permanent Democrat majority state. So I don't know if it would have mattered who was at the top of the ticket, to be honest with you. I don't know if it would have mattered because the numbers show a very, very scary sign going forward. And the only thing I can say is that the lesson we have to take from this is that Democrats will do everything they possibly can to change the demographics of the suburbs. They will do everything they can. They're already doing it, but they're trying very hard to change the demographics of the suburbs so that they can make sure that red suburban areas, because when I was growing up in New Jersey and all my years in New Jersey politics, the cities were blue, the suburbs were red. That is not happening anymore. The suburbs are now blue, and people have turned around and said, well, it's these Karens and everybody else who, you know, driving around in their Subarus, and that's funny. But it's also because they've taken these areas and they've turned farms and they have taken these open spaces and turned them into the high density housing. And their plan of taking Red Morris County, building this stuff in there, getting these Democrats in there, and then flipping that county worked. And now a reliably red county is now a blue county. And I think that that's what we're seeing here. But it's a much scarier proposition than to just say they just cheated, because cheating you can resolve. I don't know how you resolve this. I don't know how you fix this. Like, cheating, you can deal with that. I don't know how you deal with this. I really don't. And it's probably too late. And this is what Republicans have been fighting against all these years, was this high-density housing for this reason, for this very reason. All the years that I was in the fight in Jersey politics and dealing particularly in North Jersey, this was always the problem that we were worried about. We were so scared of this actual thing occurring, and it's here. It has arrived. The takeover of the Democrat Party of the suburbs through the means of building high-density housing has worked. It was their plan, and they've done it. And I don't know how we get out of it. I wish I had better news. So I'll just say, they just cheated, and that'll help us sleep better at night, because maybe we can stop them from cheating in the next election. All right? Okay. I wish I could just say that. It would be a lot easier. It'd make my job a lot easier, that's for sure. And probably my ratings better, but I'd rather just be honest. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in and chat. Dr. Mike Venneri is the big story sponsor of the hour. He would love to give you a beautiful smile and give you the smile of your dreams. So reach out to him today, Venaria Dental, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. More to come on this fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay. I'll tell you what, too. Just one more point on this, the embrace of this affordable housing, quote unquote, affordable housing, just so you know, it's going to change probably every town. I mean, that's the reality. It's going to change the complexity of every town. And also, too, it's going to require a lot more resources, new schools to be built, which means more teachers. You're gonna have to hire more cops. You're gonna have to do all these things. Your taxes are gonna go up. I mean, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot. Big drain on services. And I don't know. I don't know if Jack should have made this a bigger point when he was running. I don't know if there's anything he could have done about it other than backed towns that sued to stop it as governor. But you know, it's a moot point now. But it is. It's a scary proposition, if you ask me. Let's play a clip for you here. So I want to share this with you. Let's see. Got more stuff here. More stuff. Let's see. The president, Cut 14, was delivering remarks, and he was talking about congressional Democrats and what they do to America, and also Ma'am Donnie. The commie, which, again, for a lot of people, they think that's a compliment. Cut 14.
Congressional Democrats wish to do to America. Just look at the result of yesterday's election in New York, where their party installed a communist as the mayor of the largest city in the nation. Remember, I've said we will never have a socialist elected to any post in our country. I used to say that, and I was right. We skipped socialist, and we put in a communist instead. That didn't work out too well. But as I've warned for many years, our opponents are hell-bent on turning America into communist Cuba or socialist Venezuela, and you see what happened to those places. For generations, Miami has been a haven for those fleeing communist tyranny in South Africa. I mean, if you take a look at what's going on in parts of South Africa, look at South Africa, what's going on. Look at South America, what's going on. You know, I'm not going to. We have a G20 meeting in South Africa. South Africa shouldn't even be in the G's anymore because what's happened there is bad. I'm not going. I told them I'm not going. I'm not going to represent our country there. It shouldn't be there. Take a look at what's happening in different parts of South America. Take a look at what's happening in different parts of the world. But now the Democrats are so extreme that Miami will soon be the refuge for those fleeing communism in New York City. They flee.
Thank you. That's good. Florida's going to do very well. Florida's going to make some serious cash. I tell you what, Florida's going to do really, really well. Now, California is another problem we got to be very careful of because of this Prop 50 that was passed and the way that they're going to redo the congressional maps there and how... this also scares me heading into midterm elections. So Slimeball Newsom celebrating the fact that Prop 50 passed with nearly 64% of the vote, which is going to alter the state's congressional districts. It's going to basically now mean that these Republican districts are gone and Democrat districts. It's going to be, I mean, this is a disaster, I think. This is cut 16. Take a listen.
But back to this state. Our state of mind was resolute. Our state of mind was resolved to stand firm and to stand tall, to not be intimidated, to not be humiliated, to not fall prey to cynicism, to not fall prey to fear and the anxiety of someone that believes in only one thing, shock and awe, to intimidate and exhaust us. But we're seeing all across this country, 7 million people strong, standing up, not just for themselves, but for each other and for these enduring and historic principles of our founding fathers. And I'll end on that. Next year is the 250th anniversary of the best of Roman Republic, the best of Greek democracy. This fundamental notion of a system of checks and balances.
You know, this guy's running for president.
Popular sovereignty, the rule of law. Mr. President, the rule of law, not the rule of Don. And I hope it's dawning on people.
Slick burn.
The sobriety of this moment. What's at stake?
All right, that's enough.
Today?
Thank you. All right, that's enough. Thank you. So that's, yeah, all right, whatever. I'm not, okay. He's running. And the president has a new nickname for him, so he loves his nicknames. It was New Scum, but he's kind of added to that a little bit. He's taken New Scum, and he's kind of this is like New Scum 2.0, where he's giving him a little nickname. So cut 15.
And then they cut it again and again and again. Pretty soon they're gonna have like 2 miles of track. Billions and billions of dollars, totally incompetent. The biggest cost overrun, proportionately, that I've ever seen. Many, many, many times more, and it's no longer the same. It was supposed to go into the city. Now it's way short, many miles short of the city. So they're going to drop you off and you can't walk the rest of the way. That train is going to haunt him. You watch, because he doesn't have what it takes. I tell you that. Slimy guy. He's a slimy one. Maybe that should be his nickname. Slimy Newsom, right? But he doesn't have it. But you look at that train, it's going to cost him.
Slimy guy is going to run for president. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. And Matt, what Prop 50, have you looked at the new map? Have you had a chance to take a look at it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure they'll wipe out whatever Republican congressional districts are left.
I mean, it's... So how many seats are we going to lose then in California?
What do they have, like 5 now or something? Let me double check.
Yeah, let me know. I just... I don't know. I mean, in looking at the existing and the proposed, there's a whole lot more blue than what they got in that Prop 50. There's a whole lot more blue in this. Okay, so the existing 43 Democrat seats, 9 Republican seats, it'll go to 49 seats considered safe or leaning Democrat, 4 Republican seats. So we're going to lose 5. 5 seats in California. That's what they passed in Prop 50. So we'll lose 5 seats based on this map. Unbelievable. All right. Yeah, it's okay. Look, I mean, if you're going to win, you're going to fight, you got to know what you're up against. You got to know what the battle is going to be, and you got to know what you're dealing with. But I want to tell you, Dr. Mike is going to make you smile. That's what he does. He gives people great smiles. And you may have unused benefits that are going to expire So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you reach out to Mike Veneria's office and see if you've got any benefits that can be used for a smile upgrade. All you got to do is go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike has been my family dentist, and he is the master. So other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike. So with the really complicated stuff, like the stuff that, you know, they don't, what, this is what they do. They say, go see Dr. Mike Veneria. Now think about this. You're putting your name with Dr. Mike. If you do that, that tells you something right there. And these dentists don't want to send somebody to a person who's not great. They want to send them to the best. And that's Dr. Mike. So their reputation goes with his. And that's because they know how good he is. And they know that Dr. Mike is concerned with your care and your compassion more than anything. More than anything. That's what he cares about. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. So go see him today. Reach out to him and make an appointment. Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike Veneria when her veneers had to be replaced, and he gave her beautiful, beautiful caps, and her smile has never looked better. So whether it is implants, crowns, whatever, make Dr. Mike your family dentist as well. He's a good friend. The staff is wonderful. Great music playing in the office. He's a great conversationalist. Don't let those benefits go to waste, and do not miss out on the chance to look beautiful in all those holiday pictures that are coming up, right? VeneriaDental.com, my buddy, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let me grab some calls here before we get out of here and turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Jess, how are you tonight? Jess?
This is Steph. I don't know if they
Steph,
heard my
name. I'm sorry. It said Jess on my board. Hi, Steph.
No problem. How are you, Rich?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I just had to call in. I love you. Aww. I feel like a part of the Zeoli family. I want to wish you a very happy anniversary. I want to wish Patrick a happy birthday. I remember when, back in the day, when little Claire was born, you were doing a show in the closet, weren't
That's
you?
Right. Yes, I was. In Utah for her adoption. You're right.
Yes, I remember. And I thought that was just precious. And I remember when you announced when Bridget was pregnant. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, the irony of all this, because I knew so many friends that couldn't, you know, have children, and they adopted and then they got pregnant. So I feel so much a part of the Zeoli family. I love Mama Zeoli. Love her.
Aww.
I would love to meet her someday. I have been a long time listener. I have never called in, but you have always been such an inspiration to your listeners. And I listen to you every single day. And I am a conservative Republican. My district, I was very disappointed in also. With how our election went, I'll be honest. But you are kind of our leader, Rich. I watch you on Fox, Jimmy Failla. I love everything about you. I love your energy. I love your love for our country.
I have to give you money. We got to pay her. Steph, you got to call in every week, every day, every hour.
I feel like, Rich, that you are, I go to you when I start to feel a little down about how things are going. And I feel like, especially yesterday, you were just so, I could just tell you felt so defeated. And I think we all did. And I live in Pennsylvania, but I was very upset about Jack. Extremely upset about, you know, New York. But what I called in for is I just want to let you know that you touch all of us. When I can remember when you did the broadcast in the closet with baby Claire, I cried because you were so excited about baby Claire. And then, of course, you're so proud of your children, Patrick, Claire, and Reagan, and little. And of course, you just adore your wife, Bridget. And I just feel like I am so much a part of the Zeoli family. I watched little Reagan little Reagan, you know, cooking. But I just want you to know, Rich, that you are such an inspiration to all of us. And I want you to know, and I speak for all of your listeners, we love you.
Aw. Well, that is, Steph, the kindest and sweetest thing you could say and exactly what I need. So thank you for that. I can't thank you enough for that. And it's
you
mutual.
You are welcome.
It's mutual. I love you. I love each and every one of my listeners. I am blessed beyond belief to have this kind of loyalty. I say all the time, the most loyal audience in the history of talk radio, no doubt.
And I want you to keep your chin up because you have done so much for this election. I love, 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 love Scott Pressler. And I love all the volunteers that did their very best. I personally am so thankful that you guys all did what you did. And you know what? It didn't turn out our way, but I think of 2025 in this election wasn't the way we wanted as far as this specific election, but I do feel so thankful and blessed that Donald Trump got in, because he's doing wonderful things. So I just wanted to call. I felt like I needed to cheer you up. I felt like I needed to let you know that I feel like a part of the Zeoli family. I'm definitely in the Zeoli army.
Well,
so
we're happy to have you. Steph, you did. You cheered me up. You pumped me up. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. You're a sweetheart. And
you're welcome.
And
Rich. And I love you. I love you, Rich.
Well, I love your family.
I love you back. I love your children. So, and your wife, of course.
Well, you can have my children if you want them, if you love them that badly.
Well,
so
I would love your children. I would love to be a grandma to your children. Mama Zeoli is, where is she at? South Carolina?
But she's coming up soon. So she'll be here.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
She'll be here.
That's wonderful.
Well, listen, my dear, I got to run. But
give her a hug and a kiss for me. Okay?
I will. And thank you,
all
Steph.
Right.
Love you. Have a great night. What a sweetheart. Thank you. That was awesome. I appreciate that. Now, look, I'm better today than I was yesterday. I was in a state of shock yesterday. You should have seen me Tuesday night. I was like, even my buddy called me to check on me yesterday. But I'm better because we always stay in the fight. We get back in the fight. We roll up our sleeves. We also have to make sure we diagnose the problem, we figure it out, and we'll do that, and then we'll be okay. And that's the thing. We will be okay. As Dana Perino says, everything is going to be okay. We just have to understand the battle ahead and assess it, and then, you know, go and kick some ass, and we'll do that. We'll definitely do that. But I appreciate each and I thank you for listening, and thank you. 11 years so far doing this. It's amazing. It's exceeded anyone's ideas of what we could accomplish here in 11 years. So I'm beyond blessed and grateful, truly, as we kick off the 11th year of the show. And God only knows what time slot I'll be in next. Just kidding. All right. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Thank you very much. Sean, excellent job with the music today. Well done. Really great stuff. I mean, great music. Really good stuff. And Matt, whatever it is you did, you know, that too. All right. Have a great night. Jimmy Failla, Fox Across America will be up next. DeSantis, did you get off tomorrow too? Did you manage to?
I'll be here.
You sucker. You should have just taken off. I warned you. Well, Michael Pelka will be in tomorrow. Stunt Brain himself. I'll be back with you on Monday. I just need a day, and the kids are off from school, so you get it. Have a great night. Thank you, and I'll see you soon.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.